All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
So this is Victoria and New
Sense. No Sense. Oh my God. I see that I'm a New Sense holder.
Oh,
tell me how you really feel.
I was a nuisance. Like, I was like, wait, who is nuisance? All right, hold on. Okay. It's 30 seconds of a start.
We on, yo.
Shut up. I said at 30 seconds I was going to start. Yes. All right, 40 seconds of a start.
All right, so this is Centaur Reviews. This is No Sense.
I thought I was supposed to be doing this.
You mean saying your name?
Oh, you're going to do the plug? You're going to do the intro?
That was the intro, right?
Okay, go ahead. My bad. Go.
You know I'm cueing this all in the show. Like, this is really
cute. Oh, I'm such a retard. Man, go.
So this is Centaur Views. This is No Sense. And
Big Soria, what up?
Okay, now do the plug.
Sure, we gotta start over. No.
I got it. I'm gonna take it over. I'm professional.
Okay.
So. If you listen to this podcast, please subscribe, share, and rate us. And we're on Apple and Anchor. You heard the advertisement. And also, we're on Facebook at Centaur Views, on Instagram. Are we on Twitter yet?
No, I could do that tonight, actually.
Okay. And so, we're going to get into our two cents. And Victoria, you're going to go first.
First of all, you forgot to say we're on Spotify. Follow us, like, share, and subscribe. We're also on Instagram, Centaur Views.
I didn't want to do your job.
So my two cents for this week is about the latest episode of Insecure. I think it was called...
So we're going to really kind of have to start over a little bit because we're doing this over the phone, like we're following the social distancing. So Victoria kind of ended the recording.
Mm-hmm.
So you were saying about Insecure.
Yeah, the episode this week was low-key thankful. And the episode was just fucking relatable. Like, Issa... Okay, this is a spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't seen the episode, but Issa is like really friends or really liking her ex's Lawrence, new girlfriend Condola, and it got awkward this week. Like, Molly has been trying to tell Issa that this shit ain't cool, but Issa was trying to make it. She was really trying her best, putting her best foot forward to make this situation work, and I just felt attacked because I'm going through a similar situation where I'm not friends with none of my exes girlfriends, first of all, that's just not happening, but just seeing your ex with somebody else and seeing the growth of your ex, knowing that when they were with you, they weren't the same partner, it stings. It stung Issa. It stung me. And also her relationship with Molly. It's like friends go through shit like that when they just kind of, there's a rift. And I just felt like I was attacked personally because it's like, damn, this is my life. Oh, this has been my life.
Like you watching what? Could it be because you made them like that?
Yes. And you feel in the way. Like, you want to be happy for them, but then you like, damn.
I had to go through the struggle for that.
And why you couldn't do this shit? Like she said, why Lawrence couldn't pay? Like, they went out to eat. She had to pay the dinner. But she knew that nigga was gonna pay for her damn dinner. Like, damn. Yeah, it's relatable. I just say, why, universe? Are you trying to say something right now? Like, I was trying to like move past this. Like, we wouldn't try to revisit this, but damn. Can I wait till next week? Yeah, that's it.
I got no show. I got to watch that.
What? Insecure?
Yeah, I haven't watched the episode.
Not one?
Nope.
Bruh.
I'll get to it when everybody else start watching.
It's fantastic. I got Hulu for on a special for like $2.99 for a year, right? But then Insecure was coming on, so I got the HBO added package for $18. So I'm as soon as Insecure over, oh, I'm gonna cancel this shit though, because I don't watch nothing else on HBO. But it's worth it.
I guess I'm gonna have to borrow somebody. Account information.
I got you. Just let me know.
All right, we'll get off.
What's your 2 cents?
I'm just kind of perturbed, I guess. I can't say upset.
Perturbed?
But I've seen a lot
okay,
of people.
Vocabulary. Perturbed.
That's a T word.
Okay.
But just, I see people saying that we're going to protest China.
I had Chinese last night. Who? Whom?
No. Whom? So stand. Okay. But,
whom?
I just find that this is funny that we can't protest stuff in U.S. Can't protest Walmart. Can't protest Amazon.
Can't protest Gucci.
Exactly. Gay people still know how Chick-fil-A chicken tastes.
Goddamn right.
I'm pretty sure of that. But we expect just not to want some orange chicken.
Who?
You can't get a number 4-5 Marley, Remy, Yaki.
Bro, China owns America. Everything we touch has China made in China in it. So how? House way.
But you can't even use your iPhone.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. House way. How? And why are people protesting China anyway? Because of the way they've been treating black people?
Yeah, it was
a video out where they was turning white people away from the grocery store or something like that.
Man, they be treating black people like that. Stop it.
Well, not black people, but Africans. And I'm like, Africans don't even like us.
Oh my god.
So why would they care when we protest?
It's impossible.
I just find it stupid how we just want to jump on the bandwagon. Like, we really gonna change.
Well, like I said, I had Chinese last night and ate the leftovers for the day, so... Oh, that's impossible for me. Are you so you gonna try? You gonna protest China?
Man, I like Nikes too much.
I like Nikes. I bet the people, same people talking about protesting China, be the ones that. Never mind. They baby daddy. They still with the same nigga that been cheating on their ass.
You with the dictator.
Right.
All right, before this get way too out of hand.
Way too out of hand.
We're going to go back to our discussion about representation. So this is representation part 2. Go ahead and check it out.
Peace.
Okay, so other areas that need representation, like we said, besides black, so any other?
Me personally, I would have said, like, gay,
Just gay, yeah. Well, men. I guess men, maybe. But, I feel like it's on a slow incline, up in a positive direction. But I also kind of feel myself, like, when I see it on TV or, like, in the news or, like, things, it's like, did I really want this? Mm. Or it's like, or did they just throw this in there? Did they just make this man gay? Mm-hmm. Like, because I was watching Good Girls, and like, I don't know if y'all watch that show.
I love that show.
Right, so like the detective that was like looking for her, the black man.
See, I still watch some white shows.
Yes. So not like most. The detective that's like, doing all this research, or the FBI agent, whatever, whoever the fuck he is. It's this black guy, and he's gay, like has a boyfriend. Part of me wants to be, well, why?
Yeah.
Well, like, why?
What's the purpose? What's the, yeah.
Why you just gave this man a boyfriend?
Yeah.
But then part of me is like, okay, all right. Here we are. FBI agent. They got a nice little house together.
And I watch that show, too. And I like that representation. It wasn't, okay, let's watch this show about this gay cop and how he gonna get through the gay day. It was just, he just happened to be gay. That wasn't even a focal point.
Right. I don't want to necessarily make everybody, like, just have, well, there are some show ideas that I have. I might write them down a little later. But it's like, I don't want it to just be like, gay.
Right. But like, it should already be there as something. Okay, like, we're going back to the females in the Marvel Universe. Remember, they just now, they're doing a gay couple on one of the TV shows. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it's not coming from canon or anywhere. Deadpool is bisexual.
Yeah.
That's never been addressed in the movie,
Yeah.
You have characters that already have that, mm-hmm. And so it's like you saying, like, now they're just throwing them in there.
Yeah.
To be like, okay, yeah, we got a gay character. Mm-hmm. You have one, you're just not.
Yeah, I don't think it's like, it just doesn't, sometimes it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's why I think it's important to be responsible, to make your own. Like, I like the way Lena was being a woman that likes women, like, is attracted to women. Since we're coming out on this episode. a woman that likes women and men. I like the fact that she makes Hattie on the show. It's not, oh my God, Hattie's the gay friend. Like, Hattie just happens to be gay and have a whole bunch of, Hattie got going through same shit regular right. people, regular women going through in their 20s. Like, all of them have their own shit. And I like the way, but because Lena is gay herself, mm-hmm. she knew what to put in there. Just like, I think that's the problem I have with Tyler, because Tyler makes most of his women, most of his content about black women yeah. and their struggle. You've but he's not that. A black woman. Right. Like,
it's
yeah.
like, where's your black man movie? You yes. struggled.
Yes.
Where's that story?
Struggling.
Yes. Struggling, right. yes. Please. Yeah.
It's like one character that I do like think did it, like, or a person who did it well was like Issa Rae, like yes. with her brother. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Just like, that makes sense. It's like, yeah, it's my brother. And then you know that he's gay.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
this is her brother. Yeah. You know? So when he pops in, it's just like, he's just, this is my brother. This is who he
you
is.
You knew he was flamboyant before she confirmed that he was right. gay beforehand. And it was just like, oh, yeah. And his boyfriend, he just kind of, yeah. I like
she
that.
She does a really good job. Like I said, like, I wanted to just be as normal and as organic as possible. I don't want it to have to be an announcement every time the right. gay person comes over, or the autistic person comes over, or yeah, the lesbian comes over.
And I was like, ho, ho, ho.
Right. It was just like, oh, she's fucking a big dude. Oh, yeah. I've done that.
Right. Right.
You know, it's
just a big dude that like his booty button press.
Press.
I was like, yeah, where's that booty button? Yes. Yes, big dudes like their booty butt press. And your education right there for your ass. We are regular people. That's it. That's it.
Want it to be normalized. Like, it don't have to be a big deal, man.
Right. Unless it's like some over-the-top comedy sketch where it's like every time the gay person comes, bells and whistles, right. sirens must right. be blown.
Like, yeah, on the Black Lady Sketch Show. I like how she...
That's funny.
Yeah, she does her things, too.
Well, I like, I don't know if anybody watched Riverdale.
No.
It's like, on my list.
But they actually open up their first show. It's a scene where they have the gay character. and he's like looking at Archie through the window. And all he's like, he's in Betty's room. And he's like, girl, you better get him. He fine, da da da. But throughout the show, when he's a part of their, just them going to school, it's not an issue. He's just part of the game. Mm-hmm. He has his own underline where he's sleeping with one of the guys on the football team who isn't out. But this is high school. That's what's going on in high school. Mm-hmm. So it's real. And I like the fact that it's, there's not a, like that episode where they put like an obscene slur. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There's never that. And even with their mayor, is a black woman, Robin Givens. So it's like nobody is like these people of color, you know, LGBT, the all the characters that would be different in the world, they all go to this school, they all go in this neighborhood. And so nothing there looks surprising. Mm-hmm. Even though it is showing people in, you know, of color, and it doesn't look surprising.
That's so my problem with inclusion. I don't think that we need to be included in everything. Just make up your own fucking lane. Like, y'all did not have to put a black lady in. Like, it was, like you said, about the...
It's sense of the city. Jennifer did not need to be there. She did not need to. But I was knowing I'm watching four white women lives. Right. I was okay with that.
But they tied it in with the comic because Josie and the Pussycats are there. So, you know, they were with the Archie comic thing.
Yeah.
So the governor is her mom.
Okay.
And then, like, Chuck, who's another black character in the vein of the football guys, his dad is the coach.
Yeah.
So there's a reason. The only thing that they switched up was the principal is a black guy. And he was this really fat white guy in the comic books. So to me, that's the only thing that threw it off.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything made sense. So I understand, like, what you say, Tashana, with it being organic.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's there looked at as a token.
Right.
You know, because it's like, it's an environment where there's going to be more. Now, they do have classism. They have, where Jughead went to school, it was more gang related. It was the other side of the tracks. Lower income. The government owned, like, most of their housing. The banks and all that, they own most of the housing. Where you had the higher class school, it was still mixed, but there was a class difference. Mm-hmm. So, you did have that dynamic, which, in essence, besides racism, classism is the biggest thing, you know, in America.
Well, sexism, I think. Like, that's neither here nor there.
But, like, you know, I feel like it's organic. It doesn't, you don't need anything to explain why these people are there.
That makes sense. Yeah, like, I don't like the whole inclusion thing. We don't, let us, just get, don't block anybody from having their own lane. If that's what they want to do on that side of town.
You know what I mean? It's cool because, you know, for Friends, you had Living Single. So you had two different...
For Living Single, you had Friends. That's in that order.
I'm saying there you had correct. You had
like equal equivalents. Like after,
but it was their own thing.
On the other side of the
world. Yeah. So I saw nothing wrong with separate but equal. It's just that the equal wasn't really equal.
Yeah, because for equity, they did not get a $1 million episode.
Let's get equity instead of quality.
I want it to be equal, but you can separate us. I'm fine with that. I'm fine. I don't ever have to see them again. It's really okay. Just make it equal.
But we always put somebody else in our stuff.
Yes, and I don't like.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it either.
I mean, even Martin had the dumb white boy working at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of fine. It was a dumb one.
But I'm just saying, we always have
to. It was that long.
We feel like we have to. That's the whole. Yeah.
Like, we can have a whole representation and we just put somebody in.
I'm trying to remember. Maybe Chadwick Boseman is like when you're making movies, you look at. Maybe not. I don't want to give that any credit, even though he's a Sagittarius. I don't know, but when you look at making movies, like, make them organic, like, you have kids at school, and, like, oh, we got, like, Disney, my kids watch Disney sometimes, and they really bother me, because they do the whole inclusion thing, like, they had Hey Jesse, where they had the white girl, and then the Indian little boy, and the little black girl, and they had the, like...
Yeah, they do that.
They were doing too.
It's not real! You're not going to see this in the school!
Right, what happened to Smart Guy, and Sister, and Boy Meets World? Just have it what it is.
We were with our friends, and our friends look like us.
And even me, being, I remember growing up being in, like, maybe the only black girl and a whole bunch, but I still gravitated. Like, I had my black friends. I had my white friends, but I had my black friends out, and we really didn't cross paths like that unless we were in the same class.
There's no, I feel like stuff like that are really giving kids, like, a false sense of reality. Like, you're not going to go out in this world and kumbaya with everybody. It's not going to happen.
Mm-mm. But see, that's the thing about Boy Meets World. They did parts where her race was the issue. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, no, I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? And you have to, if you're going to do it, address it.
Yes.
I can agree with that. Yeah. If you're going to do it, address it.
What was that one episode of Even Stevens where they had a little white boy trying to, the black boy trying to teach the little white boy how to make Kool-Aid. And he was like, oh, it wasn't enough sugar. And I'm like, I hate you. Like, he was trying to make Kool-Aid. He was like, you want to make, putting enough sugar time. You got to put like 10 more cups. I'm like, oh my God, y'all are really doing the most. Y'all just let this little Bobby out of this fucking video. Right. Like, leave Bobby alone. Let him go home. Shit.
I know this is like so off, but like, Proud Families was such a good black cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, really going back, watching it now, like, as an adult, it's like, catching all the little slick shit that be going on.
It's really good.
That's a proud moment.
Sugar Mama is the best. I love her.
Dejanay.
Oh, yeah. That was an array of black people in that show.
Yes.
And they still had the little, like,
that was good.
You know, even in the cartoon, they had to add a little white person in the
what? What's that? Little Zoe?
Zoe, yes.
Yes.
Zoe was an outcast too, so that's why
she was an outcast.
Red hair and the braces and the big old glasses. So we'll keep you, Zoe.
I'm fine with separate.
Like on Family Guy, when Cleveland left, and they were like, "We're missing the one thing about right. Cleveland. He was black." Like,
Family Guy is horrible.
Very horrible.
But that's how it is. Is every is like a token. And it was that was what they were picking on, the fact that Cleveland was our only black guy. You know what I'm saying? But, and even the thing about the Family Guy is racist against everybody.
Everybody.
It really is. Nobody is safe.
Nobody is safe.
But women, monkeys, at the same time, the black family that they do have is a blended family, but they're married. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It is even though they do the jokes about it, it's not looked at as this is straight comic relief, just the butt of everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel it needs to be organic, and if you have it, it needs to be addressed.
Speaking of which, Corona fucked up my whole date. I was supposed to go solo dating with myself and go and see the photograph, and I still have yet to go see that because I wanted to see some black love that just be in love. That ain't got to be beat. You got to get beat up. They ain't got to get cheated on. Right. I just wanted to see, but fuck Corona. Because our show was going to go see, because I went to go see Queen of Slim. And then, was in The Notebook. That was, I love that movie too, but I wanted to see the photograph.
I want to see that too. It's supposed to come on Netflix though, isn't it? I think it is.
Please tell me that so I can get somebody password in and get on Netflix. Photograph. Hey, Google.
All right. So our final topic of discussion is, do we want representation or do we want inclusion? Yeah. Or do we want both?
I already said my
position. Representation.
I want representation. You don't have to. I don't want a forced inclusion.
Hey, you don't have to You don't have to really include me. If I have a whole group over here by myself, if we good, then you don't have to say, "Hey, Brandon, we're having a cookout over here. If you wanted to come, even though I know you have your people, but we got something over here for you." You know?
You don't have to invite me.
Would you like the invitation, though?
If I have my own... That's something about separate but equal. If I have my own stuff and it's as equally as good as yours, I don't need to be a part of yours. I have mine.
But you know what? I get it. Like, that's a really good question because, like, from, like, if I was to go to a musical standpoint, mm-hmm. like, black people and the Grammys,
I was just about to say that.
It's like, you know, they want to feel, you know, included. Even though they have, we got the BET Awards and the NAACP Awards and the Image Awards and Def Jam Awards and
not Def Jam.
That's what I think that black people need to make more separate awards.
Like, right. I feel like if the BET Awards were as good and as classy and, you know, you got to dress up and Chris Brown can't come in sneakers as good as the Grammys, I would not want the Grammy. For what? The black people have it as just as equal. They're going to say it needs to be equal. If it's equal, you don't have to send me to your stuff. I don't want to go in the first place.
That's what, like, okay, so you're saying if the Image Award has the visibility of the BET Awards, that would be our separate but equal.
Or the NAACP Awards, if it was as big and they would take it off of TV One and put it on ABC like the Oscars.
That's what I'm saying. Put it on somewhere where it's going to be.
I would only watch that. I'm not watching the Oscars.
That's what I prefer equity and equality. Oh, everybody got one. No, I want the same as you. I want the same exposure as you get. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that we as a whole, especially black people, black women, black gays, black lesbian, whatever you want. Have it because I am these things. I think that we need to work towards on having our own. Like, I don't like the whole inclusion thing. Let's be included in them. Why we have to always like even the when we had the pageantry, we had a Miss America, Miss Universe. Like, that's cool, but where's our?
I want a black America. I
we
want
got all of these.
We do.
But it's not as exposed.
It's not as exposed. Right. And we don't take pride in those things like that. Like, we need to see Beyonce at the NAACP. She need to be performing every year. Like,
I don't care how we need to get the budget to get her there. I don't know what we need to do. I want our own
But that's the thing.
It
shouldn't have to be in the budget. She should take responsibility and say, hey,
but you have to have the budget for whichever white man going to come and do it, the Grammys. You have to have that in their budget.
I should take a pay cut.
He's not coming just off of, oh, I'm white.
You can't have Lil Yachty opening up. And didn't expect Beyonce to be there. Like, right. She has that sacrifice for the betterment of us in the future.
It's like, she was like, no.
I don't know.
Because I feel like the white people, let's say the Oscars.
But if we don't have the financial backing.
But that's what I'm saying. We should.
Need
to divide that money up.
We want that money.
That's what I'm saying. That's what equal is.
We are wealthy. It's what we spend our money on. We are wealthy people.
So we need the people who are in power to make that happen.
I don't think that. I think that each individual has to take responsibility.
So we supposed to create and support. We supposed to do a Cash App.
To create and support. Like, right. No Name is a black rapper. She said she was quitting rap because all the people that was coming to her shows was white people, and she was like, she wasn't going to change her lyrics to stop saying nigga, and she had these white people yelling back at her, so she was like, I'm just going to quit. And as a consumer of her music, I was like, shit, I had to take responsibility. I ain't been none of her shows. Like,
that's the thing. Those are the people who go to shows.
Yeah.
We don't go
to shows. I go to concerts, but I ain't never been to her.
like we don't go to shows like that.
I don't know. I feel I don't want to be included in white people's stuff. I don't. I want my own stuff. I just want it to be just as good as theirs.
I think we all should take our personal responsibility to support what we want to see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If we want the Image Awards to be just as big, then Beyonce gonna have to take a pay cut.
But why, like, should why she make, have why, to take a pay cut?
Because the finance, the backing that the Grammys have versus the Image
Awards. Who backed the Grammys? Where
because
their money
they
coming?
On TV One and the Grammys is on ABC.
Well, they just have TV, bad lawyers to make
right, so
deals.
Right, so why is TV like, One not
whoever
good.
Made the
that's
deal,
TV,
though.
That's TV One responsible.
Right, why is TV One not a better program, better
station?
ABC is on is network television. That's broadcast.
So why we can't get TV One on the
network? It's like, why do we have to sacrifice to make our stuff good when this white man over here can say, hey, got $1 billion for you. Just coming la-di-da-di real quick.
Because they don't have $1 billion. Ain't nobody with $1 billion giving.
But if they would have split this $1 billion up and gave us our equal share of said billion, we would all be on the same playing field.
But that's not happening, though.
But that's what I want, though. Separate but equal. I want that. That's what I want. I don't want to be included in the Grammys. I want you to make the BET Awards just as good as the Grammys. That is what I want. But so if that means Grammys need to give me half of their money and send it over here to BET, that's what we need to do.
Then we taking money from them.
To be represented.
Okay, they good.
They won't give you freedom. They gonna give you money?
It needs to be equal. And I don't feel like we all, as black people, need to take additional pay cuts to make it equal. White people need to give up some of their shit.
I'll take representation.
Yeah, I represent me. I don't want to be included.
I didn't say that I wanted to be included. What I'm saying is, my only thing is, they're going to have egos regardless. If I'm the best rapper amongst all the black rappers, but I can't beat Eminem because he had the Grammy, I'm going to be like, well, I never beat him. You know, that's the only thing. And that's just being a Sagittarius. We just like to be the best. But, I mean, I would love where sports was black people and then white people and then the real championship was...
Let's see.
Leagues, the white league and the black league.
That would be fun.
It's the same thing as even in sports, like you said, like women basketball versus men basketball. If they will put some of the marketing and all of that stuff and sneakers and all this behind some of the women, they would get the ticket sales.
Mm-hmm. But they don't have the finances.
But you give whoever else on the men team $500,000 for tying his shoelace on the side.
Because they have more backing.
Because of the marketing. But if you would spend some of that marketing money equally to the women, that's what I'm saying makes sense.
But yeah, I agree.
But the other day when I was playing 2K and I said, look, babe, that's AJ Wilson. Who is that?
I didn't know her, but
that's what I'm saying. She was number one
basketball.
Draft.
Hold on. I don't know. Do you know basketball?
Yes.
For men, yeah.
Yeah. So see, what I'm saying. She was from South Carolina. She went to high school and she went to USC. She was number one draft pick.
Oh, I saw that. She's funny looking.
But I'm saying, she's the top draft pick from your hometown. You did not know. So
but
that's what I'm
if
saying,
they would they have can... spent some of the marketing money on her instead of giving 90% to the new upcoming Kobe, rest in peace, Kobe, male player. I'm just giving it as an example. Give her some of that marketing money. Maybe I would know about her.
But that's what I'm saying. People knew who LeBron was before he got signed.
But there's a girl that's equivalent to him. There's a girl that's equivalent to LeBron, right?
No.
At least close. There has to be a girl counterpart.
Not in the league.
I think so. I feel like this needs to be equal. So
she wasn't born a girl.
Shut up.
LeBron is too big. Right. There is no female LeBron.
Maybe you just don't know her.
It's skill.
But that's what I'm saying is financially, they don't have the power for that marketing. That would take a lot of work. And you can't just say take their money because they don't have the money.
I feel like we can take some of their money.
The WNBA and the NBA is two separate companies.
I think that that's the same market. That's the same argument that white people use when black people wanted to branch out. Period. Like
we don't have enough to share. Yes, you do have enough. You take less and give me some. You do have enough.
But that's the thing. They don't have. They're not gaining nothing. They're not gaining people to come watch their. When if WNBA first came out, they were popular. They don't have. Crowds
because
anymore.
I used to see like Lisa Leslie on Hanging with Mr. Cooper and some shit like that. Lisa Leslie was everywhere. And USC coach, she was everywhere too. Like all of them.
Somebody has to take less.
Yeah, they were everywhere. Back in the '90s, women basketball players were everywhere.
They still playing 12 months out of the year to make ends meet.
And that's really
we're
going
to agree to disagree.
Right.
I'm just saying. You're not producing the audience. You can't make money.
But I would give a better chance of producing the audience if you would put me on shows and let people see that I am out here playing basketball.
Just like with black actors, you don't see, especially black women actors, you don't see them, a lot of them getting hired on. And there's a lot of people who, why did I not write any of this down? But somebody was saying they don't have the directors and stuff to say, and they don't have the means for them to be in this type. They don't know where to put them. They don't know where to do all this from them. Like what character they should play. But then you see Issa thriving. You see Lena Waithe thriving. You see these people thriving. When they say that you can't do it, like I don't agree with it.
There's no reason why Gabrielle Union should be making less than like the Nicole Kidman. The money, if Nicole Kidman, if we're in the same movie, Gabrielle and Nicole Kidman are in the same movie. If Nicole has to take less for her to get equal pay as to Gabrielle, then that's what needs to happen. That's it.
Would you take less for somebody else?
That's the same argument you just had with Beyonce. Right. Beyonce needs to take less money.
Right.
But no, I'm saying if we're sacrificing it for the whole race's benefit, you're saying that somebody that doesn't have nothing to do with her issue going to take money.
But okay, if our budget, let's say this, right? We're shooting a movie. Our budget is $20 million, right? For the actors and actresses, right? $20 million is what we have. There are 4 actors, right, in this movie. You, Nicole Kidman, cannot get 15 out of this 20, and then we split up the other 5 amongst these 3. We need to split the 20 equally.
Why can't they?
Because then that's where the problem comes in, where Gabrielle Union or whoever else other minorities are in that group doesn't feel appreciated, because you give her 15 and then say, oh, well, you take what's left. I don't want the what's left no more.
But if I'm doing a show and I'm the biggest name on this.
So who says? Who says you're the biggest name? Because I'd rather go see Viola more than Nicole Kidman.
No, what I'm saying is, if I'm doing a show. Mm-hmm. And I have someone that says, we're giving you $500. And I'm the name that they're using. No matter who I got on the show with me, it's up to me whether I share it, whether I split it.
But your name, why does your name weigh more than someone else? Because you're what?
Because I'm the most famous.
Why? Compared to who, though?
I mean, you gotta look at who more people are gonna know who Nicole Kidman is than Gabrielle Union.
What people?
America.
Says who?
I'm gonna right. Say it's who?
It's predominantly, this is white America. I mean, more people are gonna know who she is. You know who she is, and you shouldn't know who she is.
But if you would promote Gabrielle,
you know,
as just as much you know who Nicole. She is,
and you don't even watch her movies. But I don't even watch Gabrielle Union movies and not know who Gabrielle Union is, because that's my people.
But if you would promote Gabrielle just as much as you promote Nicole, there would be no reason for anyone to not know
who's
going to
promote her.
The same man that's promoting Nicole Kidman.
No, they not.
Why?
Why? Because she got a white agent who's looking out for a white person.
So
Gabrielle has a white agent who's only looking out for his money.
I don't know. I don't agree. I feel like everything needs to be split equally. So that everybody can have a fair shot. Now, then if you suck and you don't make it, that's different. But if we're equally as talented, there's no reason that I should be able to, I'm not going to accept less. There's no reason
for
it.
So then you're saying there should be no WNBA then?
No, I don't think that men and women, you can't play on the same court because LeBron
I'm not saying
the
same court.
Brittany
I'm saying
in the face.
What I'm saying is, since they can't get paid, they should just say we're not gonna play.
The women should say that. If boycotting is what it takes for you to get equal pay, then yes,
then
you
nobody
should.
Gets paid because it's not gonna happen.
I don't know what's gonna fix it.
So you think the men in the NBA should boycott for the WNBA?
It would be helpful. That would be helpful for them to say, hey, our counterparts, they need equal money too.
That's another podcast. Black
it would be not. Huh, talk about it.
That's another podcast.
Huh. Black women will march and do all type of shit for these niggas, and these niggas couldn't give less of a fuck.
There's a whole lot of black women in the WNBA that don't give a damn about a man. Trust me.
Historically, though.
Right. We're not just talking about the WNBA.
Historically. That's another podcast.
That part is... That's... I just don't understand that one. You can't build a something that's a league that's based on popularity. That's like Will Smith saying, "Oh well, I'm just gonna. I know I'm worth $20 million a movie. I'm gonna just take a pay cut." So this unknown can make some money. It's not going.
No, it can't be an unknown. You have to be equal to Will Smith.
Yeah,
so
why would how you?
Right, I'm not like gonna
Martin,
give you an.
I would say like Martin. So, if him and Martin would have came like, oh, like if they be like, okay, we only got this amount of money and Will initially go in like, I'm Will fucking Smith. Let me get this amount of money. But then I got Martin on the other side who's equally is just
right. Like I would, if Denzel and Will Smith were in the same movie, I would expect them to be getting the exact same paycheck. They're of the same league. But Martin, well, Will Smith, so or the dude Smith from the
money on
the I think
movie.
So. If they're in one movie together, why wouldn't they get the same pay?
I feel like Denzel would get the bigger pay.
Why? Because he's older?
Right. Because what is
he's
it?
He's a trained actor. And the fact that I don't think Will would demand anything.
It
more.
Shouldn't even be a demand. Right.
It should be
why? Will was a rapper who turned into an actor.
But he's an actor.
But he's now he's an actor.
And he's not as good as Denzel.
Says who?
Will has way more range than Denzel.
Please, because Denzel is Denzel in every movie. I don't care what
Will has
say.
More range than Denzel. I think
Will has played a lot of different
Denzel is
different
the angry
don't
man.
Mean good.
I said range. I didn't say the quality. Denzel is Denzel through
in
every
movie. He's that black angry working dad.
Has he been in a comedy?
No. He's not, and the only action really that he's been in is Training Day. The rest of them is he protesting. And one tear, glory, and that's it.
That equates to nothing. that doesn't.
Meaning, eyes of the peers.
I feel like equal. If you're equal on equal level.
I forgot I can't win no argument about Will Smith to her anyway.
You definitely won't be with me either. So
right. I can't win.
Nah. Next.
That's it. All right, so now we're going to do our Sagittarius spotlight. Victoria, get us started on who we got this week.
So our spotlight goes to the infamous Tina Turner.
I thought Ike was more infamous.
Yeah, she probably is that the right word I'm looking for? Well, she was the bomb, okay? Because she's a Sagittarius, first of all. She was born Anna Mae Bullock on November 26, 1939. God damn, she old. Tina still got it, though.
Black don't crack.
You ain't lying. She's a single actress and originally from the United States, but now is a Swiss citizen. She got married in her 70s, I believe?
Yeah, the only woman I approve of dating a white man.
She earned it. Tina rose to prominence as a part of the Ike and Tina Turner. Review. Okay. Before launching a successful career as a solo performer, one of the best selling recording artists of all time, she has been referred to as the queen of rock and roll and has sold more than 200 million records worldwide. Tina is noted for her energetic stage presence, powerful vocals, and career longevity.
And she's catapulted herself to the forefront of a musical revolution that had long marginalized and overlooked the pioneering contributions of African American women, and then remade herself again at an age when most pop musicians were hitting the oldies circuit. So that is like the definition of representation when you're one of the first people to do it.
Black woman, elder, she got it
and
all.
And most importantly,
out.
Sagittarius.
Yes.
Whole city going crazy. Top five, no debating. Top five.
All right, so for this topic, we got our top five, and these are going to be our top five places that we think that we need to see more representation. And Victoria, let's hit one of yours first.
Number five, I
Can I read my handwriting first of all? Oh, okay. Number five, politics. I love politics. Discussing them, I would like to see representation for more Black people in Congress and in legislation. Legislation roles. Also, I think women and younger people. Like right now, our country is ran by a bunch of antiquated elders that don't know what the internet is and don't know how this shit works. Because we're in the digital age and we still live in operating on an analog system. Everything needs to be updated. Like, I respect my elders and I respect their ways and they are the foundation that we stand on. However, times have changed and our political system needs to reflect that. It needs to reflect the different religions, different sexual orientations. We need to stop being afraid of one another and we need to have ourselves being seen. Because if we don't step up and make laws for ourselves, we just get wiped out. So that's my five.
I'm do my top five. My five is the same.
Politics. Government.
Yeah.
Government.
Just, piggyback off of everything you said. But also, yeah, it's just, you look at the Democratic race, it went to the old white man. You know, even though this time we had as much
the diversity. Old white man that was being accused of sexual assault. Like, are we really doing this again? Like, y'all ain't learning your motherfucking lesson.
It's like we try. It's like it's.
I want to yank. Yanking.
It's different times, but the same people. It's the old, same old fashioned views that. Shut up.
I'm gonna give y'all answers what y'all want. Y'all white people want to be in charge? Let me see. All y'all poor ass white people that think that Trump gonna do something for y'all, you will see. Black people know how to survive over oodles and noodles and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and fried chicken. Y'all ass is gonna be the one. I digress. I went on a rant.
Whoa.
I digress.
So number four.
Number four for me, I want to see more movies about regular Black people. Like, we are people. We are humans. We have, I don't know. I just want, I know a lot of country dudes. I'm from the country. Like, maybe a movie about this country-ass family, like, doing something regular-ass shit. Like, I don't know.
Like a Black Beverly Hillbilly.
It ain't got to be all that. It could be
No, I'm just saying, just a representation of that type of Black. Louisiana, Tennessee.
Country people like their dogs, too. Like, I want to see a Black man in love with his dog, tell a little dog story. Like I know some dudes that be like their pit bulls. Like, Black people like their animals. They be, just because they got a bad rap for Mike Vick don't mean that we don't care about our damn animals and shit.
Just because you don't let them lick us in the mouth, that don't mean we don't love them.
Right. Just a regular ass movie where you see the dude like, oh, he going to feed his dog. The dog probably got shot or ate up by some, ran over by some deer. I don't know. Some regular ass movie.
Regular.
Like, not regular. Regular.
So not Lassie, but Blackie.
We're regular people. We are regular. We don't have to
have just comedy. We don't have to have just.
Superpowers,
right.
Music,
right? Or music, like, why we gotta always fit in the same category?
We want to be in some romantic comedies too, with just for no reason.
Queen Latifah,
just regular.
Queen Latifah is like the queen of this. They just have regular ass roles. She there's never a mention that she's the big friend
Big
or
stud.
The big stud friend.
She's just be regular
ass woman that be macking. Fine ass niggas,
just regular stories.
That's my hope and wish.
Okay,
regular stories.
My number four is teachers.
Why are you copying my list?
I didn't copy your list.
Y'all. Two out of two.
great minds. I mean, we think that they need more representation.
Yeah,
but just the fact that there's scholarships now for young Black men to become teachers shows just how much we need that in schools. Just when you go to a school and you see a teacher who's middle-aged white lady, she may not know the culture that she's, you know, she her that's in her class. My best friend, for one, she teaches 4K, and every year is predominantly black students in that whole class.
I remember that conversation.
And so she's very
willing to learn.
She's ally. Very much aware of that fact, but we do need, you know, it. Not saying that I don't trust her, but if you see if there's staff that look like yourself, mm-hmm. you can say that, okay, that, yeah, it'll kind of soothe you a little bit more, saying, okay, they can understand what my baby might be going through this day. So I think, yeah, in the classroom, we definitely need it.
Well, I had that for my number two, but I guess I can think on the fly. But my number three word was music. since I have children, I want to see more, or the return of kid groups. Like, I want to see and boy and girl groups, because we've gotten away from being in groups and seeing, like, you would think that we can't work together anymore in music, like, because no more groups. There's so many, especially in the black community. Yeah. Like, you see them in.
All the one we got is Migos.
And they all got solo albums.
But Migos is also still family, so they're going to work together regardless.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, they even have their...
But they still come together. Right,
but you mean like B2K?
Migos. Yeah, like B2K and like 3LW and you know what's crazy? And Vogue.
Is solo, the whole album is features. Yeah. But you can work with somebody on a couple of songs, but you can't do it for a whole album.
So that's my representation. I hope that the kids, because I'm tired of my kids learning. Like, I don't like my son singing that Rod Wave song. That shit is depressing as fuck. Like, I get that
you want them singing kids songs.
Yeah, I want them to sing kids songs. And I'm
about puppy love. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah. You little puppy love stuff.
Puppy love song. Yeah. I want to see that being represented.
Ghetto again. Girls.
Yeah, or I Like It by Sammy when he was
braid my hair.
Listen,
that was cute. That was cute.
We don't let these young kids sing no more.
Everybody grown and depressed,
and doing drugs
and smoking.
Yes, and trying to grind and not.
Oh, my childhood was good. I had good
dookie
stuff.
Yes, we did. We had our own little music. We had our parents had our music, and we had our music.
Right.
But now my kids listen to the same shit. I'm like, whoa. What the fuck you know about this?
My number three is going back. We kind of discussed it, but the comic book movies. Just the better representation as far as female on the Marvel side. But like we were talking about, like, you know, a gay character in the movie. Or it would be so easy to say Batman has depression. His parents were killed in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's never something that's kind of... It's like they look at that part, but they don't understand what it did to him.
Mm-hmm.
So making characters that are more real to... you know, if you're going to be diverse, then allow the character to be diverse.
Okay. My number two, it was teaching, because I think that black men are underrepresented in a lot of spaces, especially teaching, because I have two sons and it's hard outside of finding coaches to have a mentor for my son to look up to. I'm like, what if my son is not an athlete? Like, who does he have to look up to then? So that's what I think that black men are very under represented in teaching. But I was going to add for mental health. I would like to see more black people, black men get be advocates for mental health and the black people in general.
Yes. It is not a shameful thing to go to therapy.
Right.
But I got, I wasn't in sports through high school and stuff. Right. I was a drama student.
Right.
And so, of course, all my teachers were, one, female. predominantly white. Mm-hmm. And when I went actually to the governing school, mm-hmm. One of our dance and acting coaches was a black male. Mm-hmm. And it was his first year. And I was the only black kid there for drama. So it was very important to him, as well as myself, to have each other in that. Even when everybody was done with the program, he took me to the side. And he like, everybody here has talent, but you have something special. You can, you know, like, you can do this not just for yourself, but for people that come behind you. And so it meant more coming from him than any of the white teachers mm-hmm. saying you have it. Even though they believed in me, it just meant more because it's somebody who's been through that.
Been through that.
Yeah, you know, he's went through those shows of saying, getting no's, like getting a yes. You know, he was on like Sister Sister. He was on different like soap operas. So it was just somebody who looked like me and I could say, okay, yeah, like you, I can do this. Like you're teaching me, I can take what you teach me and do it on a bigger scale if I can. You know, so it gave me that. Plus, I think for him seeing me there, because I was the first person from my school in like 20 years. Mm-hmm. The last person who went from my school was actually my aunt. And so you're talking about an area that is predominantly black. And being at that school, you know.
Yeah, with white teachers.
Yeah, with white teachers, white students. And it was like fame almost. And so it took, my first week was very weird. Because Cameron was hot back then. So, like, I was like this hip-hop, you know. Mm-hmm. And this, you know, Smash, all those type of groups was hot. So, it's just like I was very, and the only black kids that were there weren't in drama, you know. Mm-hmm. So, just to see him, yeah, that did make a huge difference. So, I understand that. But what's funny is my number two is also a therapist.
That's still something off your list.
But, and that's the same thing. And because, you know, my therapist is a black male. And so we relate very good. And I just think that being able to talk to somebody who you think has been through or known somebody that's been through your situation is easier than looking at somebody who doesn't look like you and hoping that they can understand where you're coming from. Because therapy is a thing that everybody should do. So there's different levels, you know, everybody isn't going to talk the same. They need help, you know, so they're going to talk to you in their language, you know, where they come from. So I think, yeah, and therapists, we really need a representation.
We sure do, especially now, because what you would think that either, well, black people right now, you got people that's just wilding out, not taking it serious, going to spend their stimulus check, or you got these overly productive people, and then you got me in the middle, like, I'm fucking going crazy. Like, can we talk about that? Like, no, like, I don't, it's hard for black people to, I think black people have a hard time admitting that they need help and that they're struggling. So if you see people that are not okay and actually dealing with their mental health, I think that will push all of us forward as a community. Oh, my number one is, of course, but if you know me, you know me. My number one is porn. I have a problem when I try to go watch porn. Like, for, I always go to the Ebony porn. I remember this guy asked me, he's like, what kind of porn are you like? I was like, Ebony. He's like, what kind? He's like, does it matter? I'm like, it does matter. Because I don't want to see two white people, like, chicken cutlets, like, slapping up against each other. It just doesn't. I don't get off to those type of things. So, and I want to see, like, important. Chicken cutlets, right? No, thank you.
Skinless bonus.
Right. Skinless and boneless. I'm a Sagittarius, so we kind of like everything. I like to see everything. I've seen Asian, like, I just can't. I prefer Ebony. Ebony women, actually. And it's always like the title would be something trashy ass, but then you have this elegant, like, first of all, porn itself is like a male-ran mm-hmm. industry. And you have this one way of fucking. Like, everything ain't gotta be, like, why we can't have elegant, like, nice. Like, none of those stupid ass things, like, oh, I can't pay my rent. This ghetto bitch, like, this sister girl needs to go and fuck her landlord for her rent. Like, I don't, like, why do we have to be the ghetto ass sisterhood type shit in porn?
White people do that too.
But there's a range. Wait, go to Pornhub right now. There's a range. What?
Okay, all right. So my number one.
Don't do me.
She really.
She's really. I am looking it up. Hold on. I got it pulled up already. Go to my Zuck. Go to Zuck. Let me not put.
What?
I'm single, so are you? Go to DuckDuckGo. They don't do like Google and trace all your searches, so you can.
Who we hiding?
Search. I have kids, so they grab my phone in a minute. So they know Google. They'll go to Google and I DuckDuckGo, and it won't pop up. They hit a P, a porn won't come. Like, I don't need all of that. So,
all right, parents, y'all hear that? DuckDuckGo is what you want on your phone.
It's an incognito browser, and you go in there like. But they white people have range. Like, they have everything. They have where my categories at. Okay. So they got like popular women, verified amateurs, verified models, every like anal, Japanese, teen, MILF, mature, amateur, lesbian, big tits. I don't even know what that is. Cartoon. But then you got Ebony. Ebony has all of these things in this one little category. So yeah. So I'm the only
so
one.
So you want like a black porn site that gives you the category.
I want trashy. I want classy. Okay,
got you. Separate but equal. Exactly. You want an equivalent to porn.
I want women to make porn because it doesn't have to be so.
I got you.
It doesn't have to be so. I mean, I like the nasty. Trust me. I like the nasty, but does it have to be? Do we have to do this all the time? Like, do you have to see?
Isn't there something called like Black Tube or something like that?
I guess.
It's not that deep.
It's not.
No, I don't go looking for it like that.
You don't? I'm single, so. Yeah. Even when I was in a relationship.
I'm not about to look for something for 2 minutes of enjoyment.
That's why I have my favorite porn stars that I watch. Like, I have a. And follow. And I. Yeah.
Just need me.
Go to your
number. A compilation.
You should get a compilation?
A compilation.
Really?
And it's so a whole everything. Bunch of big booty bitches coming, and I'm done by the like, time it's fun.
Remember that big booty bitch? Like, so y'all, when y'all watch porn, do you have a specific type of porn y'all like? Is it included? Do you see yourself in her? Like, or do you just like?
Do you see anything? Yourself in your porn?
Yes. Quite often, my dad.
Do you go outside of your porn? Like, do you?
I actually had like a shift.
Okay.
In like, because, okay, well, this is my thing. I did not, well, I still don't. I do not like low budget porn.
Yes.
And so most of the black porn that I would see for me and what I like, it just wasn't good. So I went to like white porn. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when I grew up. Mm-hmm. And really realize what was going on in my life. Mm-hmm. I needed something that was going on in my life on my
phone. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Now, I don't really go back to the white. But I do need it to be a certain video quality.
Right. Yeah. Because I don't like because the men, they're always disrespecting the women. Why? I guess that's the reason why now I mostly watch lesbian porn, because they are like men when they're having sex on the porn. It's very disrespectful.
You heard about the show where the mothers in like England or somewhere?
No.
They were very worried about what the kids were watching. Mm-hmm. And they were saying the same thing, like men are being disrespectful. So they did. It's like the show is called like Moms Make a Porn. And so they actually go out and make this porn to like appeal to. Anybody can watch that's there, yeah. But it's not offending. So it's like they use condoms, mm-hmm. But like it's very like it happens in real life. Like,
yeah,
it, you know, it's consenting, it's not degrading. Yeah. And they do have an all female, like one of the moms mm-hmm. actually performs with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like they try to do the interracial thing.
What is this, a show?
It was a show. It's, you know, they wouldn't show it here on regular TV, but you know, in Europe, they're a little bit more open. I think it's on like TLC, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that was their goal, to make it to where it wasn't this like nasty,
raunchy ass. Just like men are nasty.
And one of them ended up like quitting, like she just couldn't take it.
I remember Pinky on I watched a lot of YouTube interviews, and she was saying like when she started using condoms on her porn, like people were like saying that she had AIDS and stuff. She was like, no, y'all, these people be like having sex with everybody. She's like, yeah, I'm just protecting myself.
She's doing it to protect herself.
Like, and then the thing, like, a lot of dudes, they don't, like, a lot of people don't have sex conversations with their children and like teaching dudes how to treat a woman, and when you get like, she wants it. No, nigga, like, I really don't. But you see this in porn, like, oh,
yeah,
you slap her down, and she really likes it. Him. Like, no, you need to show range. I think women.
That's
should...
how licking booty became a thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think that's how.
Yes, it is. Anybody was thinking about that, then you saw somebody do it, and you're like, hey.
And Jenna, I am cool saying that you gotta lick booty like groceries, so Nick is saying that they gotta lick booty now. That was a lot of pressure.
And thank God.
That was a lot of pressure. I digress for my number one. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, my number one ain't as good as that. But
of course it's not.
But what I would like to see a representation, it has to do with police in neighborhoods.
Police.
No. It has to do with police in neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have this conversation.
You should, if you're going to be in a black neighborhood, your police should look black. I mean, I'm weary around police anyway, but if the policeman looked like me, I would feel like I have a chance for him to hear my case.
Not shoot me
case.
In the face.
Yeah. And I think it's a big thing that's hard to fix because of the fact that it is a stigma behind police, so not a lot of black men are looking to be policemen. But then it's also bad because you have these white people who live in their white suburban neighborhoods, but they're not patrolling their white suburban neighborhoods. They're controlling these neighborhoods that they didn't go to.
The ones they ain't getting
that they, you know, they weren't on the clock. So I just feel like, just for the safety of our people, as well as other people of color, you know, Mexican neighborhoods, stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
we need to be police our own.
I agree.
That makes
That's
sense.
That's true.
I agree. I have a random thought that I was on my post about my grandfather. This person I drove from Uber and Lyft was randomly commented on my picture, and I thought about it. How many times I had the conversation with women in my Uber and Lyft. I don't know, Uber and Lyft rides, and they were happy that I was a woman, like, driving them at night. And I think that representation that doesn't have to necessarily be on the big screens for us to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, in our everyday life,
mm-hmm.
because they felt more comfortable with me riding late at night. And everybody used to be like, why are you driving that late? Because I'm like, and I thought about it, I was like, I'm needed out here.
But that also... that's the one thing that we talk about when the area that we both started off at work. The whole management wall were black women.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were from that, just me looking at that, now where I'm at, I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it does my hope of moving up faster, or at any point, I don't feel like I have as good of a chance. Because I don't see that in how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, representation, like you said, it doesn't have to be in a big screen, just in your immediate face. It makes a difference. So,
okay. We're going to wrap that up.
Yeah, in a nutshell, representation matters.
It's impotent.
Don't watch porn if you're impotent. See y'all next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Oh, later.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Do good.